Okay, on with the psalm this morning. We're in Psalm 40. And you know, when we're reading the psalms, we don't just read for knowledge. But what we really need to do is read to be in relationship with the author, right? Not just David, but God himself, who inspired David to write the psalms and the many books of the Bible that are written by so many different people, again, all in one accord, all agreeing. Psalm 40, verse 16, I found myself in relationship with that God as I read it, and it was like I was standing in front of him. By the time I finished the verse, the ending, it was like I was standing in front of him. I couldn't stand still. Donna talks about standing still. I could not stand still. It was like I was jumping up and down because I was so excited about who he is and what he does. Amen? So it says, out of the Passion Translation, it goes like this. But let all who passionately seek you erupt with excitement and joy over what you've done. Yes, Lord, I am impressed with what you've done. Not only impressed with what you've done in creation, but I'm impressed with what you've done in me. I'm impressed with what you've done in my friends. Amen. I love the fellowship of the saints because of what you've done. Let all of your lovers continually rejoice in the Savior, saying, how great and how glorious is our God. Are you a lover of God? That's exactly what we're going to do in worship this morning. We're going to rejoice together in community, loving one another and loving him with all our hearts. And we're going to passionately worship him. Amen. Let's stand and say it together. Let all who passionately seek you erupt with excitement and joy over what you have done. Let all you lovers rejoice continually in the Savior, saying, how great and how glorious is our God. In him we live and move and have our being.
Amen.